Martin Hawk is a video journalist who has inserted himself into what he describes as the battleground of downtown Rochester.
I mean, when I go to my coat rack just to grab my wallet and other things, there's a gas mask right next to it.
Hawk does not work for news organizations, although he was shooting video alongside professional journalists throughout the summer, amplifying frustrated voices in the streets.
Stuff like this not gonna make the media. Stuff on fire gonna make the media. Us bending up, standing in the area for a black man that died in our hood, that's not gonna make the media. But we out here for the people. We out here for our kids and our grandkids. It might not be a change today, it might not be a change tomorrow, but in a few years, hopefully something's gonna happen.
Hawk's focus is on the protests following the deaths of two black men detained by police, Daniel Prude here in Rochester and George Floyd in Minneapolis.
You know, you have no choice. In that instance, I learned about it. Boom, I ran right out of the door with my camera gear, unprepared, but just willing to just having to do something. You feel compelled to do something, right? I just knew that I needed to be a witness to it.
And we bear witness as well in Hawk's documentary Pressure Gradient. He plans to feature it in an exhibit later this month at the UUU Gallery on State Street in Rochester. The film does not show just the civil unrest, but documents the response from law enforcement. Hawk has been bruised and burned by pepper balls and rubber bullets he says have been fired directly at him by police.
Come on now.
Since you have refused to leave the roadway, you will be placed under arrest on the charge of disorderly conduct. If you do not cooperate and accompany the arresting officer to the prisoner transport vehicle, or if you resist arrest, you may be charged with additional crimes. Como sea
negado salir de la calle. Hawk's work is also motivated by the underlying racism, whether overt or the intentional leftovers of a long-standing system.
As a person of color, it's interesting. A lot of my white friends, they feel activated now, and it means the world. But we get sent these videos, right? Sort of like, can you believe this happened? And, you know, again, it's shocking, and it's important for people to see these videos. But, I mean, we have to keep in mind that black people have been watching these videos for years, you know.
Pressure Gradient's opening chapter, as Hawk calls it, is cinema verite. No narration, natural actions tell the story. Hawk captures police cars moving silently through the dark streets of Rochester, his exquisite camera movement seemingly gliding unseen alongside the cars. Demonstrators gather outside the home of Mayor Lovely Warren. The curtains remain drawn. The unrest continues outside City Hall, and the voices of more protesters.
We have a right to protest, we have a right for equality, and we have a right to know what's going on in our community. So that's why everybody's down here. As a black man, I have to be out here.
Black lives matter!
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 Jeff Spivak, WXXI News.